get together and feel alright. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get together and feel alright.
And we thank you very much for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. And joining us monthly is a very special guest. She is the founder of Living with Inner Elegance, and we welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show Ms. Caroline Phipps. Hi, Caroline. Hold on. Hold everything.
Yeah, how much fun is this? I always feel a little lost when I can't actually connect with you properly, Rick.
Well, everything's fine. Nobody knows otherwise.
Well, that's really fun.
Yeah, well, good morning, Caroline. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. And, well, we're going to discuss something that is running through everyone's minds, and that is losing their minds and how to keep one's sanity. So where do you begin?
Well, I think we should all begin with you, because you have it absolutely cracked today.
Huh, really?
For all of us, it's like, you've got John Steinbeck, Whitney Houston, and One Love.
Yeah, paying attention.
I mean, you've covered all of the bases. Mm. You know, it's just fantastic. I remember that John Steinbeck is one of my favorite authors, and I think it's in The Grapes of Wrath where he says, when the I becomes we, the seeds of change have been planted.
Mm, yeah.
And it just nails it. You know, it's like one love. It's like, here we all are together. Let's get it on, you know?
Really, let's get along, first of all, and then let's get it on.
Exactly. So I think you're just absolutely, absolutely nailing it today. And on top of that, we're getting some warmer weather. So here in the Hudson Valley, it's good.
Mm. Well, it sounds like you have a bit of spring fever and you need some mental cleansing.
Well, I think maybe everybody does. It's been a long old January and February, don't you think?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how people's moods go into a funky place when the weather is weathery. It's kind of amazing. People have sad problems, you know, like the sunshine deficiency.
And right.
They suffer from it, and they just want to be in the sunshine and want to go out, and you get another gray day with snow.
Yeah, especially when it's so cold, because it's kind of hard to go out and be out for too long, you know, when it's as, I mean, I think we've had one of the coldest winters in a long time.
Yeah, as a couple of guests the other day, as they were leaving, they said, "This is a winter. It's a real winter."
Yeah,
snow
right.
Sticks around. It's freezing cold all the time. This is winter. And they celebrated it. I did too.
Yeah, yeah. So here we are, though, and I think, you know, the end of February, and we're on our way into March.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Can't
and
wait.
I feel like, you know, I feel like we all have a mission here at the moment.
Mm.
And we're all in life together, and I feel like our job at the moment is to empower one another, to connect with one another.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, I do know. What happened to people hanging out?
I know. Yeah, exactly. What happened? And, you know, it's so interesting with what happened with us coming together like we used to.
Yeah.
We had sort of like a decline in that with electronics, and then we ended up with the pandemic, which told us not to hang out. You remember that?
Yeah. Like, don't go to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. It'll kill her.
Exactly. I mean, it was just a horrible message. And then, you know, here where we all live, we've now had this winter that has sort of driven everybody indoors even more.
Yeah.
And it's not good for us human beings not to connect with one another. We are designed to connect. We're tribal people. Mm-hmm. We're herd people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do well when we go it alone.
No, you know, we've been taught our whole life to share.
Exactly. 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 So I feel like there's a number of things that we can do to get ready for spring and to sort of spring clean our mental and spiritual health, if you like.
Yeah, well, sometimes, especially around the winter, when you're bound in home, I know personally I've had plans on weekend nights that were just erased because couldn't drive anywhere, couldn't go anywhere, couldn't leave the house.
Yeah.
It was snowing or icing or something beyond travel worthy. And, you kind of go, man, this is another night inside. And you make the best of it, but it could be bad if you want it to be.
Well, and then, you know, you always think about when you're told not to travel, there are so many people that care for our roads and, you know, get rid of the snow and try and deal with the ice. And they really don't want us all out there getting in the way and sliding around and getting into accidents, you know. So, so I think going into spring, I think it's just an important reminder that we are all here together and we're not alone. So I'm suggesting that with this warmer weather, we kind of get out and about more and connect with one another and, you know, just really understand that, that collectively we're strong.
Mm-hmm. And you can pick up your phone and not send a text and actually use the phone for its name and call someone.
Yes.
It's important.
Yes, you can.
Connect with people and make plans together.
And I don't know if you've noticed, but if you text somebody about something, you get a, you know, an emoji or a few words or something. If you actually talk with somebody, then you often say, oh, yeah, well, hey, why actually don't we go out tonight? And then all of a sudden, you get a different invitation or an additional something.
Mm-hmm.
And make another plan altogether. And I think what happens with electronic communication is that that bit ends up getting missed. We don't have that kind of, you know, more impulsive behavior.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, it's all way more monosyllabic, let's say. And that shuts down a lot of avenues where we can connect.
Absolutely. Like when you make plans and the person you send the information to sends you a text of a thumb, it doesn't say much. It's like, okay, yeah, sounds good, but you don't get all the information which you just mentioned, which is true. And when you talk to someone, you get all the details. My house, 5:30, this is who's going to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
You know, communication is something that is not that hard to do. And
yeah.
It does cause a lot of positive feelings, and it gets that great connection right in your ear, into your brain, rather than a thumbs up emoji or something really short and very trite.
Exactly. And I'm thinking today, you know, we're in the situation where, you know, we're going through some complicated times, and I think that people are always concerned about, you know, what can I do and how can I reach out and what there must be something I can do, and you know, there's always something that we can do for ourselves and for other people, you know, even the most minor actions matter. They really matter. So with every interaction that we have and every choice we make, we can create a safe space for somebody else. And when we create a safe space for somebody else, we include ourselves in that. It makes us feel safer.
True.
So even if you're, you know, just right down to maybe you're an incredibly busy person and you don't have a great deal of time to reach out and do very much, even a smile in the grocery aisle or, you know, holding a door open and a smile, whatever it is. But these are ways in which we can come together and create a sense of safety and security. I think one of the issues today, and you know, some of it is to do with, you know, the climate and, you know, what is happening around resources and so on, is that we tend to forget that, you know, here we all are and we're all here and we can help each other.
It's so true. And I always like to suggest that when you're asked a question, love is always the answer. Whatever it is, if you can think about it just for a second and answer the question with kindness and respect, it all boils down to love is the answer. So whatever it is, you can contribute to somebody else's day just by your reaction.
And we all know that in exactly the same way as getting upset is contagious. You know, when we're around upset people, it bleeds into us and then we feel upset. The love potion is every bit as strong. So when we're loving and kind and create safety, that has a ripple effect that is phenomenal.
It is true.
And we don't want to get into a situation, any increasing situation, about being divided, because, you know, the truth is we all breathe the same air and we all, you know, are under the same sunshine when it shines.
It is true. And the old saying, together we stand, divided we fall, couldn't be stronger now than ever.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And, you know, Martin Luther King nailed that when he said, you know, we either come together as brothers and sisters by implication or perish as fools. That really is the bottom line, because everything we do impacts somebody else and then that impacts other people. And nobody's an island, you know. There is no such thing as in spiritual law and in, you know, physics and science, there is no such thing as being an island and being an isolated entity. You know, everything we do impacts other people.
I bet in 2024, if Martin King was still with us, that would be a mic drop moment.
I think it would be a mic drop moment. Yes. He'd and very that, necessary
drop
to remember.
The mic. Yeah.
Exactly. And I sort of love this idea too of whenever we have the opportunity, empower somebody else. I think often people sort of worry that if I empower that person over there, somehow it's going to disempower me. Well, the truth is, it actually, to empower other people, empowers us. You know, if you imagine, we're all in these little boats and the tide rises and, you know, there we all are. The rising tide floats more boats and helps everybody. We don't want people drowning in the water, you know?
Yeah, indeed. So really help one another and give love, be kind, and listen to what people are saying to you. And yes, you can add to their feelings of woe, and you can also bring them up if they're down, and you have all that power in your mind.
Yeah, I think this is a very interesting point. We are, each one of us is way more powerful than we know. And it's important today to remember that we have a power if we choose to use it for connection and empowerment and advocating where what you know, with concerns that are important to us and care for the things that are important to us, use our resources, our expertise, our interests and our experience, you know, we can be extremely powerful. And I think one of the issues that we've all been dealing with recently is feeling a little powerless. And, you know, that kind of sense of, I don't know what to do. There's nothing I can do.
Or one person can't change the world.
Exactly. Yeah. But as we know, people coming together do create change.
Absolutely. And one person can change the world. It all starts with your idea.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, your attitudes and your actions and every single thing we do matters.
Mm. Yes, yes.
And,
well,
you know,
said.
We live in a world at the moment where the cycle of the news and the events of history unfold so quickly that you get used to something one day and then the next day everything is appears to be completely different again, and you feel like you've lost your balance. But one of the important things to remember is that when we keep our personal power and, yeah. and remain with our integrity and discernment, we are very strong, and we have a very strong effect on everything around us.
Indeed. Caroline Phipps drops the mic. Caroline, it's a pleasure chatting with you, and I'm sure we could probably talk forever, and we have to keep them wanting more. So folks can visit CarolinePhipps.com and listen to previous chats that we've had throughout the years. And there's, well, hundreds of archived chats that we've had, and it's been a pleasure being part of it, Caroline. So thank you for what you do, and I appreciate it, and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and please send me an email, caroline@carolinephipps.com. Check in with me, and I always do a free elegant coaching session for one of the people who sends me an email, so keep them coming. Love to hear from people.
Well, thank you, Caroline. Look forward to checking in with you next month. Enjoy every day and every breath. Thanks for being part of the Up and Running Morning Show.
You are most welcome. Thank you so much.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back.
This is John.
And this is Cindy.
From North...